Yes, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And it is time to shift gears. Time for some MLB news and notes. And boy, it has been a very busy week for Andy Pondillo. The home run derby on, what was it, Monday night, Tuesday? Of course, the All-Star game. Did you enjoy all the activities and festivities?
Yeah, the home run derby especially was fun this year with the new format.
Okay, it's interesting. So let's start with the NL East. And you were spot on talking about the Nationals and the Mets. Andy Pondillo, what in the world happened with the Marlins?
Oh, the Marlins, I don't know what happened 100%. I mean, you still got Giancarlo Stanton. You got Jose Fernandez, a very top-heavy team there where they have some true all-stars going on in the future. Ozuna was a bit of a disappointment for them. They don't have much of a complete lineup, and once you take Giancarlo out of that lineup, D. Gordon hurt now, and they could be awful for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, talk to me about as far as the Nationals. They've always been what your favorite on paper, but who do you prefer?
Well, I definitely like the Nationals to win this division. I think they'll win it fairly easily over the Mets, and that's not really a knock to the Mets because I think they're still a playoff team. I think they compete for this wild card. You know, the Nationals, the problem with them is, will they stay healthy? And literally everybody on this team is a health risk. Right now, Bryce Harper is easily the MVP of the National League. He's leading the charge over there, and he really hasn't had a lot of protection in the lineup this year. The guys in and out. Ryan Zimmerman hasn't had a good season when he's been in the lineup. Anthony Rendon, who, in my opinion, could be just as spectacular as Bryce Harper as a hitter. He's been pretty bad this year and just not being able to play, not being able to stay on the field. So keeping these guys on the field is going to be the key for the Nationals. If they can even keep 65% of that roster on the field, they should win that division fairly easily.
Of course, Andy, next week we're going to be on vacation, and so rapidly approaching is the July 31st deadline. When you talk about the Nationals, the Mets, I mean, do you anticipate any kind of movement that's going to be taking place in the next couple of weeks?
The Mets need offense. They've got to acquire a middle-of-the-order hitter, in my opinion, because it's going to be difficult to win this wild card this year. When you look at the East, you're just thinking about Nationals, Mets, and it's easy to get pigeonholed and just look at trying to win that division. But with two wild cards, there's definitely opportunity out there, but those wild cards could be gobbled up by the National League Central. Pirates are having a very good season. Will they outlast Cardinals? That's going to be a tough challenge. Cubs are upcoming, and then the NL West, you know the Giants will probably be strong down the stretch. So with the Mets, they have as good as pitching as any team out there when they got their staff going. I mean, there's been times this year where they've had too many pitchers in a rotation that they've known what to do with. They've got to find hitting. Troy Tulowitzki, obviously been the guy that's been linked to the Mets for some time. Do they get that deal done? They're going to have to part with some of that pitching. I think they could.
Okay, so we hit on the NL East. Talk some more about the NL Central, a power division. How do you see it playing out?
I think the Cardinals win the division. They always win this thing by default. Like, you just can't. You can't predict against the Cardinals. I've tried to do that a few years. Mm-hmm. There's been times recently where I thought the Pirates could actually make a run at them, but every time I do it, I end up, you know, ends up biting me in the back. So I am not going to pick against the Cardinals. That team, you know, they lost Adam Wainwright. They've had Matt Holliday out of the lineup now for some time, but yet they continue to win. They don't have a lot of production at first base. It's just, this team just knows how to win. And I think they can continue that and win the NL Central. The Pirates, you know, great pitching staff. Francisco Lariano, the guy that the Minnesota Twins thought they were going to have, the Pirates actually got him as a top of the rotation guy. He's been fabulous. Garrett Cole over there. You know, this is a fun team when you watch the Pirates. Will they go for it? Will they add any players? That's yet to be determined. But I think that they're going to have to do it through that play-in wild card game. I could see this as a scenario mm-hmm. where the Cardinals are the best team in the National League and the Pirates are the second best and have to play in that play-in game.
It is our MLB News and Notes with our very own Andy Pondillo from Yahoo Sports Radio. Of course, you're listening to the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. And so let's head out to the NL West. And you're expecting the Dodgers run away with it all?
Yeah, they should run away with this division. And I know I've said this three different times on all three National League divisions that teams should run away with it. I just don't see many surprises in the National League this year. I think that the teams that are really good in the National League are going to stay really good and get better in the second half unless the opponents make significant additions. Dodgers are just so stacked. I mean, they lose Matt Kemp. Jacques Peterson comes up, and you know he's almost a borderline MVP candidate if he didn't have Bryce Harper in the same league. Mm-hmm. And what he does in the outfield defensively, able to lead off, hit for that power, And you have the lineup behind him. Yasiel Puig is back, Adrian Gonzalez. Grandal turned out to be a huge move, acquiring him from the Padres. This team is loaded offensively, and they've more than made up for the loss of Matt Kemp. You look at the pitching, Zach Greinke having a historic season, and then Clayton Kershaw, of course. This team, on paper, is as good as any team as there is in baseball. We've been saying that for the last 3 years. So it's really what happens after the regular season. It's really going to determine the Dodgers' fate.
Okay, we are quickly running out of time. Andy Pondillo with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. All right, so we did a quick hit on the NL West. What about the AL East? I mean, all five teams, they're really in the hunt, aren't they?
No, the AL East is interesting in that there's not really a good team in that division. You look at the Yankees, obviously a great offense. Their pitching is lackluster. Toronto, great offense. Their pitching is lackluster. The Rays, great pitching staff, but they're never going to make midseason additions. If I were to make a pick right now, I would probably have to stick with the Yankees and Blue Jays, in my opinion. I'm going to pick offense when it comes to these teams. And you know, the Red Sox have put together some wins lately. Do they have the pitching to do it? Probably not. I think this is going to be a jumbled-up division. I think it's going to come down to who makes moves and who doesn't make moves when it comes to winning this division. If that's going to be the deciding factor, I trust the Yankees to make a move over the other four teams.
I find that just amazing because coming into the season, I mean, you were a little skeptical on what the Yankees might be able to do.
They should go for it. I mean, this year has been very abnormal for the Yankees.
Expectations.
Oh, they've definitely exceeded every single old player that's been busted up and hasn't really done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They've all hit this year. Everything has gone in the Yankees' favor offensively. Brett Gardner, an absolute spark plug at the top of the order. Ellsbury back from injury now. This lineup could be the most dynamic when it comes to postseason play if they continue to drink from that fountain of youth, if they continue to stay healthy. Big ifs. We're only halfway through the year. You know, these are old legs out there. Can they make it through the whole season? If they do, they just need to add some pitching. They could be a dangerous division series team.
Quickly, as we get ready to wrap up, I have to say, you know, my heart goes out to Red Sox fans. I mean, going into the All-Star break, only 42 wins on the season. They've underachieved. Give me a quick hit on that, Andy.
No pitching. That's just
okay,
simply
yeah. That's
no pitching for the Red Sox. Their offense started off slow, but they've got enough on that offense where they can get by in the second half. Big Poppy's had a down year. Hanley has done what they thought Hanley would do. Pedroia comes back from injury. They have enough on this team offensively to where I think it should put them in a playoff position if they had any pitching at all. There's too many holes on that pitching staff to fix. The rotation's not good. The bullpen's not good. I don't think they can fix that with one or two players. They're going to be in the hunt, but it may be better if they were sellers to try and replenish some young guys. I don't think they're going to do that, but they're still in the hunt.
Simply the best, our very own Andy Pondillo with our MLB weekly news and notes. Are you going to miss me next week? We'll be off on vacation, teeing it up in Pinehurst for the Teen World Championship. So proud of my oldest son. Got to give him a shout out.
Well, have fun with that. I'll be away watching baseball and preparing my next predictions that may go wrong.
Sounds good. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.